First off, today it's Monday. That means we get the latest on the livestock markets with Herb Locke of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, Caitlin, certainly the first month of 2019 will go in the books generally okay in terms of prices. Not as good as many would like, but could have been very different given the increased beef supplies on both sides of the border in late 2018 and to start 2019. Local Fed cattle prices have given back some of the big premiums to the U.S. Fed prices we saw early in 2018, and prices here were modestly below a year ago as more cattle stayed at home in Canada, partly in response to the recent new packing facilities up and running in full bore. South of the border, Fed cattle prices closed the first month a nickel lower than last January. Clearly, the story continues to be one of exceptional demand, even with higher supply. And that's a scenario quite unaccustomed in commodity-type businesses. Feeder cattle and calves, most weight ranges have moved to small premiums to last year by the end of the month. Certainly not back to those highs we saw back in 2017, but a good start to the year. The cow-cow market, an important revenue center for the cow-calf sector, has been an exception with prices $5 a hundredweight or some $75 a head below last year. Looking ahead, January 1 inventories are due out likely in the middle of next month, but expectations for a continuing decline in basic cow herds on both sides of the border. Canadian numbers have been marginally lower for the last 9 years, while the U.S. cow herd has been in an expansion phase for the last 5 or 6 years. There is a 1 to 2 year time gap between a stop in growth and an increase in the number of feeder cattle due to more replacement-type heifers being sent to the market, mostly a function of declining farm incomes in the cattle cycle. A continuation of strong beef demand, though, could mitigate much of the effect of higher supplies once the consolidation phase kicks in. Traders in Chicago, futures were under pressure for most of the week with technical selling and disappointing cash markets over the last 2 weeks. The big move for the week in the cattle markets was in the feeder cattle, where spot futures fell to an 8-month low on Tuesday and then rallied close to $4 by the end of the week. The near-term Fed cattle market remains neutral, but this January rally has given feedlots a good opportunity to hedge some of those summer and early autumn production volumes. 1 week to the next, February live cattle down 48 cents, April down 53 cents, and the June was 75 cents lower. April feeder cattle up $1.98, March up 80 cents, and the August contract up 7 cents. Lean hog futures for February down 2.85, with a May down $3.13. South border cash sales generally steady at 197 on the rail, live prices $1 to $2 lower. The choice cutouts up 350 for the week, 217. The selects $5 back at 212, were up $5.75. U.S. slaughter 610,000, down 10,000 from last week and 16,000 above the same week a year ago. Feeder cattle futures, I said earlier, feeder cattle futures were lower at the week's end. All contract months flatlined through the spring, but the fall values hold a $4 premium. Onto the cows, the D1, D2s average 84.20, that's up $1.28, and the D3-4s 74.71, up $1.50. The rail 163 to 168, and that's $1 higher at the top end of the range. Fed cattle prices, U.S. buyer interest was noted this week, but no sales reported south as yet. Steers on the rail 265 to 268.50, a 159 to 160 average. On the hoof, the trend there down 73 cents at 159.81. Heifers on the rail 266.50 to 268.50. And that's a 158.22 average, down $1.45 for the week. Western Hog Exchange reports their base price for their 100 index 90 kilogram hogs for the week ending January 25th. The Ole West 017 price 1.355, and the Ole West 119 price set at 1.38, and mostly steady with the previous week.
Herb Locke can be reached at 780-466-3599. And an extended version of Herb Locke's analysis is available online at agriculture.alberta.ca/calloftheland.